Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this podcast is being offered to you on January the 16th, 2022, and we're going to be looking at the miss. What is the miss? This is a difficult subject for most of us because our egos are so involved in our life, and one of the most penetrating and deeply difficult aspects of spiritual awakening, if you're even at all interested in it, is the great miss, the ones that we have where we have the opportunity to see the way, the truth, the light, but we just don't do it because we miss. And in that miss, we find out that we just don't understand. There is a great misnomer, and I'm going to give it to you here, about spiritual awakening. There is a difference between the adopting of philosophy and religion and that of spiritual awakening. In adopting philosophy and religion, you can use your analytical mind. You can think from an analytical point of view. But from that point of view, you are only memorizing certain philosophical points or beliefs. And that is easy to get over to the American public because basically that's what their mental acuity is all about. But when you're getting into the reveal, into the deep reveal, when you're going deeper inside of yourself to really understand the conscious mind, the unconscious mind, when you're going deeper to understand what makes you tick, why are you the way you are? And what is this thing called the body and the brain? And what do they do? And how do they act and interact with each other? What is this really all about? When you start getting into that, that is something that the human mind finds inexplicable. It is absolutely impossible to deal with in the human thinking. So with that being said, how do we go deeper? If I can't use my mind, if I can't use my thinking, my logic, my reasoning, how am I going to do this? And that's what people are talking about. That is the great miss. So I'm going to offer to you two questions today on this beautiful January day, and hopefully it will help you understand the nature of what we're talking about here. The first question comes from Sandy in Colorado. I'm not going to give you her address. She asked me not to, but I could say Colorado. And she asked, how do we miss? I have read some of your commentaries given to me by a friend, and I just don't understand them. Can you explain? First of all, Sandy, those commentaries are not for everybody's eyes. They're teachings and insights that have to do with the way we operate from within. And so it just, you need to understand that when I write a commentary, I'm not writing it with philosophical ideals in mind. I am looking at it from an entirely different premise, the premise of you seeking to awaken and seeing what's in the way of your awakening. Most people think, well, it shouldn't be that hard. And I understand, I do. I understand how it, quote unquote, would seem harmless or shouldn't be that hard, end quote, to do. But you see, in an authentic spiritual practice, it threatens everything about us. What we have to see and realize are parts of ourselves that we don't want to own, our disowned parts of ourselves that we just don't really want to own. We don't want to think it exists. We just don't want to get it. And the reason for it is because it upsets our apple cart. Then everything that we valued or thought was valuable really shows itself as being invalid to our effort to awaken. Not many people care to awaken. I mean, you have to now look at why would I bother to tear apart my entire scheme of life that is based on the whole idea of right and wrong and good and bad and righteousness and what I think of as truth. And why would I go in and tear that all apart? That would maybe tear my family apart or tear apart my career or something like that. And that's the way we like to think of it. Like, well, this isn't a necessity. You can get through this world and live and die without the awakening. And that would be very true. You can get through. But then it repeats and repeats. And I know you say, well, you can't prove that. Well, actually, every great master has taught about reincarnation and has taught about spiritual awakening to some degree. Jesus was explicit about the process of spiritual awakening in his Beatitudes, just those. But there are many more teachings that he offered that were even more pungent. And then you get to the Buddha, who taught about life, the meaning of life. And I'm dedicating this year to the teachings of Buddha and his life-giving teachings, merging them with consciousness that Jesus talked about that we did last year on consciousness, and pulling them together so you can see the way here that is very, very important. But you'll miss, even if you hear these things, you're going to miss, because culture gets in the way, society gets in the way, the whole idea of human survival gets in the way, the evil of the human stain gets in the way, and everybody, including myself, we all have this evil within us that we don't want to acknowledge. We try to ignore it and pretend like it's not there, but when given the chance for any kind of revenge or self-righteous revenge that we can get towards anyone that we deemed a threat to us or we think betrayed us or whatever, we will go after them. And we will do what we think of as what's right. So with all this being said, and all of this being factually true, we have to get into it a little bit. The myths, it's huge. It's not a small thing. It's a huge thing that we get involved in. The myths is that we don't absorb the teachings beyond the confines, in my case, of the Gregory Penn intellect. And as long as I do that and I stay in that intellectual premise and I think I don't need to awaken, or it is impossible to awaken, or it's just one more crazy thing that religious people get involved in or whatever, then I won't do it. So the great miss, the big one, is not to enter into a practice because a person may believe very comfortably and conveniently that spiritual awakening does not exist and it is not necessary. That's the way it works. And that's the way we think of it. And that's the great miss, that we don't want to come to the table and realize there is more to this worldly life than this worldly life, and that we are here for much grander reasons than we might imagine, but we don't want to understand those things because in our minds, they just don't exist. So it's convenient. And hence, because we lack this kind of respect for our own awakening, our own reveal, the awakening and reveal, we suffer the consequences of COVID. We suffer the consequences of war. We suffer the consequences of being chained to money for our survival. We find ourselves in quite a quandary in our own life, and nothing ever really changes. Things, just as you probably have noticed, Sandy, are just getting worse. Human beings are not getting better. Their tendency is not to get better, but to betray themselves. I hope that helps you. I really do. Please forgive me. Namaste. Last question from Thomas. And where does he live? He lives in the Northwest. That's what he said. He asks, what happens when I miss? And if we've all missed, what has been the consequence, as you put it? Thomas. Well, the consequences are obvious, are they not? We're not finding peace with each other, but rather war and division. And that war and division is philosophical and political. It's not anything to do with a real meaning of our life. So if you can't see the division and the difficulty and the conflict that is going on in this world the way it is, then you're blind and no one can help you. But if you are of the ilk to awaken and you can handle the depth of the reveal within yourself, then something other than what you believe in and what you think of as right and wrong, good and bad can happen. What happens when we miss? We live for typically the body. We live for the ego. We live for what we believe is right and wrong. We create more karma for ourselves. And I put myself in predicaments within my own lifetime that have a great deal of to do with cruelty, misunderstanding. I miss the whole lifetime. Most people think that eat, drink, and be merry is not missing their life. But what I am saying is following the teachings of Jesus when he said, if you lose your soul and you want only the things of the flesh and you think it's all about eat, drink, and be merry, what will you do when your soul is required of you and you don't have it? People like to believe they have a soul. You don't. I don't. We don't have a soul until we awaken. And I must awaken to the soul. And that exists within, but not until I am willing to do the things I must do to awaken, to have the great reveal, which is what this year is all about for me and my students in 2022. We're going to go into the great reveal. And what's going to be revealed? The light that lives within us, the soul that we actually do exist in, but we have missed because we put pleasure ahead of this awakening. We put vengeance ahead of compassion. We put hate ahead of love. We don't live our life. We manage our life. And we try to manage it through hate and fear. In doing this, I remove myself from the chance of the reveal. And I will never see what's really happening within me. I'll only think I see by inventing ideas and ideals that simply do not exist. So it's up to me. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? Is this going to be just played out like everyday occurrences, surviving, typical, what you would call normal existence, normally having the things that I like, which is routine and rut, misunderstanding? Is that what it's going to be all about? Well, for most, yes, that will be what it's all about. But for those of you who see the deeper picture, the more beautiful picture, you will seek the reveal of the authentic heart, and you will no longer be a slave to that human heart that is ruthless and unkind. That's what it's all about, Thomas. And I hope that explains myself. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. You have a wonderful day. And I'll be back on the air next week. And I hope that you will email me your questions. You can do so by writing me at greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.